For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
In Laos, what price victory? In 2000, the U.S. and the United Nations decided to make Laos a case study in opium eradication. They used millions in desperately needed aid money to convince Laos to adopt harsh, repressive measures against farmers. Now, in 2005, the UN reports Laos has almost completely eradicated opium poppy production. There has been no real impact to the world market because Laos was a minor player in the opium trade to begin with. And in the meantime, the eradication program displaced at least 65,000 tribespeople from northern Laos, creating a crisis. A survey by the UN Development Program has found that these internally displaced people lack sufficient food and face fresh diseases, including malaria, gastrointestinal problems, and parasites. Unsurprisingly, mortality rates as high as 4% have been recorded, rates normally found only in war zones and refugee resettlement areas. According to the BBC, experts warned the long-term consequences will be increasing heroin and methamphetamine use among these tribespeople, and a greater likelihood that Laotian girls and young women will fall victim to human trafficking, all of which will likely contribute to worsening HIV/AIDS problems in Asia. Sadly, an alternative which would have helped the Laotian economy was rejected out of hand, making Laos a licensed opium producer, like Australia, India, and Turkey. The UN Drug Control Office's man in Laos, Klaus Nyholm, just said no. The alternative of legalizing and licensing opium production is being proposed for Afghanistan. A soon-to-be-released study by the European drug policy think tank, the Senless Council, estimates that the medical need for legal opiates is so great it would take twice the output of Afghanistan's illegal poppy fields to satisfy it. The Afghan economy depends on opium production. 60% of the Afghan gross national product comes from opium, so stopping it is nearly impossible. The Senlis Council will propose, therefore, that the Afghanis should keep producing opium to be legally processed and distributed as opiate medicine around the world. Council members stress this is only a proposal and is still being discussed. However, they also note that neither eradication or current alternative development programs provide a realistic alternative for Afghani opium farmers. In Colombia, President Alvaro Uribe offers to buy this year's coca crop. Reuters reports that the president of Colombia has made an offer to buy the coca crop from farmers. In addition, the peasants would have to promise to not grow coca in the future. President Uribe did not say how much the government would pay growers for their crops. Currently, they can get about $800 for 1 kilogram, or 2.2 pounds, of coca paste. There are also concerns participation might be limited because traffickers, or rather the rebels and paramilitaries who work for them, might kill farmers who take part. It's also only for one small state. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, and Research Director for Common Sense for Drug Policy.
Here's hoping you have a great weekend. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.